رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We've begun this series, I think, 3 Ramadans ago. So we originally spoke about the creation of the heavens and the earth, the creation of, we discussed the Arsh, the Kursi of Allah. And in the last Ramadan, if you remember, we spoke about the creation of the angels and their function. And inshallah, this Ramadan, this Ramadan, we will talk about the creation of the jinn, jinnat. So, belief in the existence of the jinnat is part of our aqidah. It is part of the belief in the unseen. When Allah describes the believers, He speaks about those who believe in the unseen. And believing in the creation called the jinnat is part of our belief in the unseen. It's part of our aqidah. And this is clearly established in the Quran and in the Sunnah, the existence. For example, there is a surah in the Quran called Surah Al-Jinn, where a group of jinnat came to listen to the Quran from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. And their response when they heard the Quran was to say, this is an amazing speech that we've heard. And Allah in the Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinnat and the human being except to worship me. So they, the jinnat are also created to worship Allah. And so just like we have among the humankind, you have believers and you have disbelievers. With among the jinnat also you have believers and you have disbelievers. Among them you have jinnat that are good human, good jinns, and jinnat that are wicked and evil. So they also have free will. Like human beings have free will, the jinnats also have free will. And just as human beings are going to be held accountable, the jinnats also are going to be held accountable on the day of judgment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a Nabi to both mankind and the jinnat. He came as a Nabi to both mankind and the jinnat. Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins, Allah says, O assembly of jinnat and human beings, have my messengers not come to you? So according to the majority of the scholars, all the anbiya alayhim salatu salam were from mankind. There were no anbiya among the jinn. And so the anbiya came from among mankind, but their mission included delivering the message to the jinnat. Now the word jinn comes from an Arabic word which means hidden or concealed. Like, for example, the fetus in the stomach is called janin because it is hidden, it's not seen. So in the like manner, because this creation is not seen by human beings, they are called jinn. And they can see us, but we cannot see them. Allah says, Innahu yarakum, that the jinn, he and his tribes see you, but you cannot see them. So they see us, but we cannot see them. They live in a dimension that we cannot access. So it's a parallel universe to ours, a parallel world to ours. We cannot access their world, but they can access our world. So yet the prophets could see them. We ordinary human beings cannot see them in their natural state. The Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given special authority and control over the jinnat. So they labored for him. They worked for him as laborers. He had control over them. And so he was part of his unique kingdom, was his control and authority over the jinn as a specific gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam requested that this authority and kingdom should be given to no one other than him. Therefore, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has authority over the jinns in terms of being a messenger to them and in terms of delivering the message of Islam to them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not subjugate the jinnat in the way that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam subjugated the jinnat. He did not use them for labor to build things or etc. And there is a specific incident mentioned in Bukhari where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Ifrit, it's one type of jinn we'll discuss later, a very rebellious and wicked jinn came to disturb my salah. When I was reading salah, this Ifrit came to disturb me in my salah. And Allah at that point gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the power to overpower that Ifrit, that jinn. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of him. And then he wanted to tie him against the pillar in the masjid to show the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this jinn who tried to intervene and disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was reading salah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I decided against tying him up and subjugating him, because I recalled the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that this authority should be given to none except to me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then freed Ifrit and did not bring him under his control. Shall I stop?